Translating the work of someone you love very much is a very intimate experience. And the night that I finished the book, I had a dream. It's called After the Little Mariner. I woke up in the dark of a moon steamed against glass, black as if glazed with ebony or soft lead handled in the blind of another's dream, and he, the crossroader, the atmospheric horseman, the marksman who can calm the deep by taking a teenager down from his constellation and instructing him to walk across the surf, then kneel inside the pelago, a broadcast charging the elements with Rilke's terror and my soul rang in the air above. The bedclothes rustled, though my limbs on the bed were paralyzed. Transparent, I could see a ribbon song begin from the lungs of his penis inside my body like a swallow of ice-cold milk in August, gleaming and slow like mercury upstream and through my lips, and then my soul fell into, or my body rose.